Welcome, my friends, to another recording session of Freedom Law School's Weekly Freedom Hour. This is Peyman Motahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School. I'm your host for this weekly program. And tonight I'm going to cover a very popular topic amongst freedom seekers in America, and that is, do you really have to leave the United States to go to some outside third world country to live free? They have no income tax, not these, all these Mickey Mouse rules and regulations to live free once again. So I'm going to compare that for you. I'm going to give you that comparison of going to these different countries versus coming to the United States, what parts of it, how you can find the freedom that you are looking for, okay? But before I go on, I want to let you all know that I was at the Red Pill Expo, folks, this last weekend. RedPillExpo.org is the website for it. And the folks, it was a great event. If you weren't there, well, you can get it online still. Let me show it on the screen. RedPillExpo.org. Go there. And the recording of all these great speakers is definitely something you don't want to miss. In fact, I tell you, I missed listening to just about all the speakers because I was so busy helping people, answering their questions they had. These were the people that want to take the red pill of truth away from blue pills of lies and deceptions. And they were finding it, seeking it, and enjoying it. So look at all the great lineup of speakers that they had, folks. So you can get at the recording of all these speakers speaking at the redpillexpo.org. So I recommend highly, if you have not done so, to do that. And also you can become a Red Pill University subscriber also to find the freedom answers you're looking for, folks. This is I used to do these annual kind of freedom events like this from 1999 to 2013. I think it was the last one I did, about 14 years. I put together these annual events. And it's just great to be, around about maybe 300 to 600 fellow freedom seekers and, 15 to 20 great freedom leader speakers to share with you the truth about freedom, health, what's going on out there, that you want to live the wonderful, loving life of truth, health, and freedom. So go to redpillexpo.org if you're not done so. So, let's go to the topic, folks. And afterwards, as always, I will answer any and all freedom questions that you have at no charge whatsoever to help you live free. So remember, the question and answer session is this one. And only this will be available on YouTube for maybe about a day or so. Then on Facebook. And then we're going to cut out the question and answer session and this informal talk I have with you and put that on our YouTube channel. Of course, we go to Gab TV and other alternative profiles, freedom places, also platforms. So you might want to check us out there because we go on there as an alternative to YouTube and Facebook. Okay, ready to go? Let's rock and roll. Must you leave the United States of America? We'll start all over, guys. They tell me we got to start again. Technical issues. Must you leave the United States of America? One more time. The technicians. I'm training a new technician, guys. Okay, new video guy, camera guy. So we want to make sure that he knows how to run things properly in case our regular cameraman is not available to be here. So thanks for your patience, folks. But remember, if you have questions, we're going to put the number on the screen later on. You can call and get your question answered live. Or if you prefer, you can type it in and we'll answer it that way as well. However, remember that with the call, you get that live interaction where I can ask you more clarification questions about the freedom issue that you are interested in so that I can do a better job for you, giving you the freedom answer that you are looking for. Are you ready? You started, guys?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Start again.
Okay.
Must you leave the United States to be free? I will answer that question for you, number one. And number two, if you decide to stay in USA, which state and which part of those states is the best part for you to live at? I am Peyman Motahede, president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996. And our website is livefreenow.org, as you see on the screen. Check our website at livefreenow.org if your goal is to live a free life now. That is your number one source of finding freedom answers and solutions, in particular with the IRS. Now, the number one issue with most people that they want to be free is being freedom from the IRS. And Freedom Law School focuses on that. However, there are other freedom issues as well. You know, you don't want, state income tax taxes. You want low taxes, property tax, sales tax, or none of these taxes. You want to have low regulations, control of your life. So we're going to analyze for you right now the different options available to you. Let's go to my screen to the CEOmagazine.com website. We should have an article here called Living in the World's Lowest Income Tax Countries. A nice little article I really found to be useful for me, and I'm going to zoom in a little bit more to help you guys see that. Now, it gives you a choice of many countries, folks, to pick from, okay? So here, the first one that you see listed is United Arab Emirates by the Persian Gulf, way out there, you know? Although it's a more modern Muslim country and the cost of living is comparable to America, a can of Coke is used as the comparison of the cost of living in all these countries that I'll be showing you, okay? So it's very hot in the summertime, very, very hot. It's not naturally green. If you want to go there, you can do that, but, you know, there are some restrictions. May not be important to you, especially with women and other sex, you know, and there are some of those things out there. Now, no one wants to go to Western Sahara. Forget about this option, the list here. That's definitely not a place to go, even though it has a 0% tax rate. Bermuda, okay, that island country, well, yes, it has tax rate of zero, but price of a can of Coke is $3.45. It's a very expensive place to live. What good is it for you to don't have to pay income tax and then pay the tax of high cost of living? That's a tax by itself. That's why not many people go to Bermuda, even though it's a very beautiful place to live and it's a highly developed country compared to many other Caribbean island countries that people look at. Somalia, no, a war-torn country in Africa, forget about that. We're going to pass that, even though it has a zero tax rate and a can of Coke is only about 60 cents. It's not worth it. The Bahamas, that's a name that often comes up. Look at that beautiful, right, picture of Bahamas and one of the nicest hotels there they have there. Yes, it has zero income tax, but A can of Coke is $1.66. Yes. You know, it is one of the richest countries in the Americas after U.S. and Canada and has a robust economy, but it's expensive, even though they speak English. If you're interested, though, you can get a temporary residency with a $1,000 fee. Okay, you can do that. And for a long term, you know, you can make a $250,000 investment to get permanent residency if that's what you're interested in. Monaco is a place for Europeans usually. Monaco is a beautiful country, okay, being near, France. And it's a very tiny little country, beautiful, but again, it is very expensive. Can of Coke is over $5 a can. It is, of course, why it's for rich people. Rich Europeans go there to find freedom. And Monaco banks require a minimum deposit of 500,000 to a million euros to establish a citizenship application. Ouch. That hurts. You don't have to go out of your way. And it's a kind of a densely situation like Hong Kong. It doesn't have that much space. If you want space, that is not the place I recommend that you consider. Andorra, a little country, a mountainous country, a very small population near Spain and France. If you like cold weather, you may like it again. $2 for a can of Coke is pretty expensive. That's off my list pretty quick. Now, Belize. You know that name, a lot of Belize out there, a Caribbean country, which is beautiful, nice, warm weather. But guess what? It does have a tax rate of 25%, and can of Coke is $1. So it costs about as U.S., okay? And anyhow, it's not my thing, but I'm going to show you why you don't want to go to these countries after all, okay? So you can read all the details of these countries on this website and the comparison of them. You know, Brunei is a little Muslim dictatorship in East Asia. And I don't think most people want to live in that place, which is a Muslim dictatorship, which follows strict Muslim Sharia law and bans the sale of alcohol. Yes. In fact, sex with a person of you aren't married to is illegal, you know. So if you think about going to the party, it's not the place you want to be. Cayman Islands. Yes. Many of you heard about the beautiful islands of Cayman Islands in the Caribbean. Well, again, it is wonderful and beautiful, but it has expensive cost of living. Can of Coke, over $2.50. Ouch. And folks, it's a small place. The population is only about 60,000 residents. That just tells you how small it is. So really, these small countries are great for vacationing, for long-term living. Heard about cabin fever? You want to get out after a while? Like, yeah, well, think about that, folks. So expensive place. I wouldn't go there for long-term living. Makes great vacation, though. Bahrain, another Persian Gulf kingdom. Similar to United Arab Emirates, zero tax rate. Cost of can of Coke is 77 cents. But again, folks, I would not want to live in such a hot place. You know, it really, I mean, folks, it's so hot in the desert that, you know, I mean, it's just very hot, that place in summertime. You got to be indoors all the time, basically, okay? So, again, but the good thing about it is that nearly all Bahrainis also speak English, okay? Again, you have this, again, the island fever issue comes up with these places, okay? But you can have pork and alcohol, folks, as opposed to some other places that do not allow that. Some of these Muslim places for people to get out. So that's it, folks. That's a short list that I got you. Now I'm going to go to another list. This is a list of tax and cost of living as well, more closely, okay? So here we go. This is Paraguay in South America, okay? Now, this is actually not a bad option. Paraguay has a lot of good things, you know. You know, you can just deposit just $5,000 into a bank account. You can get instant permanent residency. And it takes 3 years to become a citizen, which is not that bad. So Paraguay, you know, South America is one country that I would look at closer if I was you. Cambodia, well, in Southeast Asia, well, I wouldn't quite look at that personally. The cost of living is very good. And that's what makes Cambodia an attractive alternative. If you live on Social Security, you know, that Social Security money of yours will go very far, where the cost of living is $400 to $800, you know, a year. You know, I mean, you can live like a king in Cambodia, okay? So that's something you may want to have, a very, very low-cost place. Singapore, okay? Folks, this place is not cheap or tax-free, okay? And there is a personal income tax of 20% and corporate taxes, okay? How, you know, so it's really, that being the case, I'm not sure what even makes the list. So I would just skip this thing. Hong Kong, same thing. Hong Kong is not what it used to be. It used to be a great place, but taxes and some socialism have crept into Hong Kong as well. Okay. Now, Panama is a very popular no-tax option. Okay. And if you deposit $5,000 in a Panama-based bank and establish a company, you can get near the second residency, okay? And if you want just residency rather than citizenship, you can just spend a few days a year to keep that status, okay? Many other countries require you to spend 6 months or longer to keep residency, but not in Panama. That's why it's becoming a very common place for people to go to. Now, let's go to Nicaragua, okay? Again, it does have a low-cost living, a Central American country, and getting a residency is easy. You just need to show an income of $750 a month. Again, those even Social Security, you may want to consider that. Malaysia, again, it's Southeast Asia, okay? You know, it has great English and infrastructure. For a fraction of a price of Singapore. It is developed fairly well, okay? And so you want to look at that in Malaysia, go for it, okay? But however, if you are under 50 years old, you need to show a proof of $2,300 a month income and deposit $70,000 to a bank account or purchase real estate. So that's kind of the thing they want. They want you to, if you're over 50, to have deposit $35,000 or purchase real estate. So that's something you may want to consider. Macau, okay? Macau, folks, is like another Hong Kong, okay? A little Chinese place. It's a gambling hub. A lot of people have not heard about it. However, it costs you $375,000 to obtain residency. A little tough. Let's go now to Costa Rica. He is a good old favorite of American and Canadian resident retirees has been for decades, Costa Rica, okay? It's more expensive, by the way, than other Central American countries and requires a $2,500 a month income, okay, to obtain residency. Is Georgia, I don't know why even that's in the list, that's way in Asia, over just northwest of Iran, south of Russia. It's on a list. Estonia, if you want to go to a European country, that's the place you may want to consider, okay? Bahamas, Cyprus, folks, check this out, just south of Turkey, okay? This, again, this is more for Europeans, okay? And that takes a $2 million investment in local property, government bonds, or bank deposits. Okay, so forget about Cyprus. Europeans, they can escape there as they want. Latvia, again, west of Russia, Montenegro. It's a little countries out there. United Arab Emirates is listed there. Guess what? Thailand is a very common place. A lot of people like that. The cost of a visa is around $3,000 a year, higher than some other Asian places, but it's a bigger country. Portugal, okay? You know, it's funny that it had a golden visa program, which used to be considered one of the best programs in the world, but has been in some bad press lately. You could still invest 28,000 euros, you know, in Portuguese property to qualify for that, okay? So something you might want to look at, but remember, a lot of these places do not speak English. That is not their first language, okay? So now let's go to another thing. There's a lot of these places to pick, folks. And I know other countries that said you can buy a passport for $100,000 in one of these Caribbean countries. Okay? Why would you want to spend all that kind of money? Now, here's the bigger issue. You know that the average expatriate person leaves the United States, England, Canada, or another Western nation, and goes to live in a different country, they go back home. Average of 3 years later, they go back. I'm going out back after 6 months, 2 years, 4 or 5 years. Within 3 years on the average, they go back home. Let's look at this problem more carefully. You see, let me show this to you right here. This article was written by KukengaHighLife.com. It's a resource for expats, okay? And this article, which is written in July 2nd, 2017, is titled, Why Do Expats Go Home? Why do they move from one expat location to another? Yes. They often switch from one place to another as well. Why? Take a look at it a little bit closer. First of all, the author, okay? Okay, this guy was an author from California named Rick Engel. He calls himself a student of expatriation. Lived overseas since 1984 in the Philippines, Singapore, Spain, Panama, and now Ecuador. Yes. Okay, and now he lives, lived in Cuenca since 2011. So he's an expert expat, okay? So he's been interviewing English-speaking expats in seven countries about their overseas experience, which he plans to include in the book. So let's see what he says about this experience. He says, check this out. Being an expat is hard. What? Why is it so hard? You're going to go to look freedom, find freedom. Why is it hard? Let's find out. Okay. Well, media suggests to you that it's easy to live in a foreign country, cheap and romantic. That is the image portrayed living in one of these third world countries. Okay. However, there was a survey done in 1999. Okay, and again, that this says that the average time an expat spent overseas is about 3 years before going home. Yep, only 3 years. And this guy, which has 30 years of experience, will tell us the reason why that's the case. Okay, why do expats go home? Let's go look at it closer. Okay, here we go. Now, people give a lot of, come up with a lot of cover story when they want to leave back home, which is not often completely honest and straightforward. Okay, by the underlying reasons, he looked up. See, people don't want to appear to be failures to other expats, okay, as well as family and friends, you know, who will come, oh, I told you would not like to go there, okay? So give excuses like, oh, my mom is sick back in Texas and they need us, okay? There's employment opportunity that simply can't be passed up, okay? And folks, guess what? I myself have relatives who've done that too, okay? Expats that went abroad came back, okay? So people come up with all kinds of reasons, you know, like our daughter is going through difficult times after divorce, needs our support. We didn't realize how much we missed the grandkids. I need surgery and more comfortable having it done in the United States. Reasons, then they're all perfectly legitimate reasons. I'm not downing people for saying those things or having those reasons, but really, bottom line, here it is, folks. The overwhelming real reason for leaving is discomfort with the language in particular and the culture in general. Yes, you don't know that country. You don't know the people and the customs and culture. You don't speak the language even really, okay? So this is, of course, covers inability to communicate to locals. You can go wherever you want to go. You can go only generally where the expats go, where English is spoken. You don't go to the other areas because they don't speak English. And you may not feel safe or welcome or comfortable going in those places. Right? Okay. And really bottom line is that, you know, ultimately many expats get homesick for life in the home country. In a good old United States of America. Yep. That is the reality of it, folks. Now, so you want to go abroad? You think about it, you have to go abroad? In my opinion, you don't. If you want to try it out there, fine. Try it, but look into it more carefully. You don't have to necessarily go live in a foreign country. You may be able to find freedom right here in the good old USA as well. You got that option because you get to be around people that speak English. You know the culture, language, Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July. You can go wherever you want to, well, except the bad parts of the big inner cities, of course. You don't go there anyways, right? So you're free. So, but where you want to be based out of in America, if you were to stay in America? Well, let's go to this website called freedominthe50states.org. freedominthe50states.org, the numbers 50states.org. Here it is, folks. And they give you freedom rankings of all the 50 states. And the orange ones are the best ones. And the dark blue ones are the worst ones. As you can expect, number 49, 50 is New York on the top right. Again, Hawaii, number 49, sad. That beautiful island has become a little communist, socialist hell, unfortunately. Okay? Okay, California is now at number 48, right? And what's number one? Florida, yes. Number two, New Hampshire. Number three, Indiana. Number four, Colorado. Number five, Nevada. I particularly like South Dakota, number eight as well. It depends on if you like cold or warm weather. But let's look at Florida. See, when you put your mouse on that map, it tells you, for example, for Florida, look, on the bottom right, it's number one overall freedom. And fiscal or taxes, number one. Personal freedom, number 11. Regulation, number 22. That's the highest overall and the great weather to boot. New Hampshire, look at that. Number two overall, number two fiscal, number five personal freedom, and number 31 regulatory. Now, a lot of people think Texas. No, Texas is number 21. Folks, there are eight states in America that do not have a state income tax. Okay? Florida, New Hampshire, Texas, South Dakota, Nevada, Washington, Alaska. Okay, I missed one, but there's eight. I think Tennessee. Tennessee, yes. However, you know, depends if you like cold or warm weather. That's something to consider in your decision. What kind of a climate you like? That, I cannot tell you. I prefer warm weather. I prefer Florida. Like a friend of mine who loves Four Seasons, and South Dakota is great for him. Another friend of mine likes Four Seasons, but Tennessee is not too cold as opposed to Dakotas. So you have to pick some of those decisions yourself. So if you want to look at the state more closely, you can click on like Florida, click on Florida, and it'll give you more specific answers of freedom in Florida, which has been number one in overall freedom since year 2014. By the way, this stopped in 2016 in survey. I don't know why Cato had not updated this, but that's pretty good to me, folks. This is the best there is. There's no other better source than this, and one more that I will show you. So Florida has been number one. You're on fiscal, look at the taxes. Florida been number one, even longer away up there, low. Because why? Because Florida not only is one of the eight states with no state income tax, it has low property tax, as opposed to New Hampshire and Texas, who have no state income tax, and both have high property tax to make up for having no state income tax. See, there's a give and take usually. Florida, in addition, has about 6 or 6.5% sales tax, which is average or just below average. And it has low DMV, car registration, and licensing fees also. So when you add it all up, that's why it's the lowest tax state. One more thing. Florida has the lowest, very low housing costs. So when you combine low housing costs with average or below average tax rate, guess what you get? Low property taxes. Again, Texas, New Hampshire, high property taxes, and it's more expensive to live in Texas and New Hampshire. Now, it depends, of course, what part of the state you go as well. Let's go to the Foundation for Economic Education, another libertarian think tank. America's most libertarian state is, let's see what they say. This came out February 7th, 2019. Ah, are you surprised? What's the number one state we see here, folks? Yes, Florida is, again, number one. Let me zoom on this a little bit more so you can see it really even better. Yep. It is Florida, folks. Most freedom, number two, New Hampshire, then Indiana, Colorado, Nevada, North Dakota, Tennessee, South Dakota. They are the top eight. No surprise on that the bottom, as you see, New York, Hawaii, California, New Jersey, right? They are the worst states. New York is far worse than California and Hawaii even, right? And then if you look on the freedom states, look, New Hampshire, you know, is the head and shoulders above Indiana and Colorado and Nevada, who are pretty close. But look at Florida. It goes even a good neck above New Hampshire. So that's the place you want to be, folks, Florida, okay? Now, how about the whole corona hoax restrictions, right? Let's look at that. This whole corona hoax gave us the opportunity to see how freedom-oriented these states in America are to live at, right? So this is in April 6, 2021, this article came out just a few months ago. And here it is, folks. The most freest states, as you see, are the darker blue, like Florida, ranked number two. South Dakota, even though they never had any restrictions, is number four. I don't know why. Okay, number one is Iowa. Okay, what's at the bottom? California is number 45. Vermont is number 51, even worse than New York, which is number 46. Yes, the mountainous place people love guns. There are a lot of socialists there. Look at Virginia, sad, number 48. So again, Florida ranks right up there, number two, just behind Iowa. Okay, now you see a listing here this way as far as which states have the least corona hoax restrictions. Here we go. We have Iowa, Florida, Wyoming, South Dakota are all pretty near each other, followed by South Dakota, Texas, Alaska. You see something in common here, folks? Yes. Florida is up there, and South Dakota and Tech is there too. Two free states. Whether you like cold or warm, it's up to you. Florida, of course, has a bill signed recently targeting social media platforms to arbitrarily censor you. How do you like that? They want to protect your freedom and your rights. Yes, Governor DeSantis is one of the best governors in America. Most popular. Okay, finally, big tech censorship. Okay, now, let's go look at Florida one more time. Okay, here it is. First, I want to talk about hurricanes. People worried about hurricanes. Hurricanes start from West Africa on the right side, okay, and they come get closer, and they come through, I'm going to zoom in now, come closer to Dominican Republic, Cuba, Bahamas, all these, you know, Caribbean countries, and they go below, above Cuba or through Cuba to the Gulf of Mexico on you see on the left, and hit Mexico, Texas, Louisiana, okay, or they might hit Northwest Florida. I'm going to zoom a little bit more for you, like Pensacola, the far northwest of Florida, Panama City, okay, or center west, Tallahassee, the capital of the state. You see that. Now, here's the thing about hurricanes. Hurricanes, folks, when they come from the Caribbean, they go on the east coast, they hit the east coast, they hit Florida or the Carolinas. Yes, they hit the Carolinas and go up the coast toward Washington, okay? Or if they go through past southern Florida, they get the Florida Keys. You see the very thin line under Florida? That's the Florida Keys. They get hit all the time. The worst place to be for hurricane is in Florida Keys, like Key West. They go there to the It goes west. They don't come back up. The hurricanes usually go west and then come back up and hit like Jacksonville. Okay? Let's look at Florida for you a little bit more detail. What you don't want to be is Miami, the southeast. That's the armpit of Florida. That is the Los Angeles of Florida. Okay? The southeast is where you don't want to be. Fort Lauderdale, Miami, southeast area, you know, that's all these dense cities, you know, are not as well as the other places. So stay away from southeast, which is more hot, more humid. The green at the very bottom, you see the huge swampland, the Everglades. Nobody lives there. It's a bunch of marshland, okay? And then you go up north further, and you're on the west, east coast, Port St. Lucie area, all that is good, more affordable. But again, hurricanes can hit there. Where you want to be? I tell you where you want to be. The area where you find the most freedom and affordability is the retirement capital haven of America. And that is Tampa, Florida area. Yes. Central Florida has three cities, Tampa on the, you see right here on the bottom left, Orlando in the center right, which Disneyland is located at, and you see a little bit northwest of Orlando, Ocala, kind of hard to see right now, it's not as big, but this triangle is basically Central Florida, and above Tampa, northern one is Brooksville, where Freedom Law School is located. That's the place, in my opinion, on areas around it. Are the best places to be. Yes, the area between Orlando, Tampa, and Ocala is where you want to be. Okay? Because there's a lot of land. I'm going to show you the satellite of it right now. See? You want to stay away from cement jungles. Like, look at Orlando. You look at it. You see all this white? All that white you see, that's cement. You want to come to country suburbs or even countryside altogether to have more freedom and more land. All the lakes you see, guess what? Florida has more waterfront property than California even. Lots of rivers and lakes, yes. You could have your dream waterfront property in Florida that you could nowhere afford in Hawaii or California, right? By coming to, here it is, to Florida. Now, Orlando, you don't want to go there because it's a heat sink. It gets very hot. You don't want to be in Orlando. Ocala also gets hot also, okay? But Tampa is on the Gulf side. It's cooler. You get the breeze from the ocean. And you see, for example, I'm going to focus more on Brooksville, south of Tampa. You see, it's actually Spring Hill on the left of that, okay? You see that Spring Hill on the top left? Yes. That's the last major suburb north of Tampa. Here's Tampa, the bottom left of the map. You see that? And the top left is Spring Hill and Brooksville. Folks, let me tell you, I traveled in the late 90s to over 30 states to do seminars with Freedom Law School. I got to see a lot of America. And guess what? You know, I know the good and bad states. Florida, when I came to it, it was like, whoa, this is beautiful. It's green. It's got rain. It's not that desert like California, but it's not gloomy like Washington and Oregon and Louisiana have all this rain, day after day of rain and clouds. In Florida, it rains for 10 minutes, maybe an hour, and it stops. Yes, the plants are watered in beautiful green, and you get sunshine coming up. The best combination. One weakness, poor soil in Central Florida. It's sandy, not very good soil, okay? So here we go. So you see, folks, you see all these cement jungles, the white stuff on the left? Okay, Brooksville is a little city. We are in the country suburb of Brooksville itself. Yep. So anything you see out there, all this, like, look at all this open land. All this open land. You could be Bushnell, you know, Floral City, you know, Webster. All these places out there give you a lot of choices. And I'm going to show the counties where you want to go to because that gives you a better idea of where you want to be, okay? So the counties where you want to be, oops, let me zoom out one more time, okay? Is like we are in Hernando County, in the green one, above Tampa, okay? So above us is Citrus County, for example, okay? You can go there. But you can go to north to Gainesville area, and that's fine, too, in Florida, but Gainesville. But I'll tell you what, I like to travel everywhere I want to go. Tampa and Orlando both have international airports with lots of flights going direct to a lot of places across America. Sorry, I like to travel. And when I was going to, for example, the Red Bull Expo, just last weekend I was there, I flew from Tampa to Denver, and rather than getting to wait 2.5 hours at Denver Airport for a connection to Rapid City, small city in South Dakota, rented a car and drove 5.5 hours to Dakota and sightseeing through Nebraska going, coming back from Wyoming, you know. But guess what? Tampa has a direct flight to Denver, okay? So if you live in a small town, one of the things you will miss is that you may not be able to travel across America easily. You have to make a lot of connections. You have to go to a small town, to a bigger city like Orlando or Houston, and then or Dallas, and then go to the other place, let's say to Denver or Salt Lake, and then go to Rapid City, South Dakota. So being close to an international airport with lots of flights, to me, it's a plus. Where we are, for example, Brooksville is 50 minutes from Tampa International Airport. No traffic, almost never. An hour and 20 minutes from Orlando Airport. Okay. So you get the best of all worlds in Central Florida, Tampa, and guess what? North of Tampa, the weather is cooler than south of Tampa. And guess what? The housing also costs less. Florida is very decentralized. The retirees come from whatever place, north, cold places, with their home equity, with a social security and or pension, They don't have to live in a big city. They will live in the country. And the supermarket and stores come to make money, right? So wherever they are, the stores are there. The conveniences are there. It's not like New York, which is run by Wall Street, San Francisco, Silicon Valley, L.A. by Hollywood and L.A. Harbor, and these, or Seattle by Microsoft and Amazon, these, you know, big job concentrated centers. It's very decentralized. And these retirees is the reason why Florida is the number one free state. Because most of us are brainwashed and not very educated or smart at age 20, coming out of high school. As we get older, we learn more, we get wiser. We don't buy all the propaganda of the major media, all the deception and the socialism. We want low taxes, more freedom. So, and they vote that way. Older people are not easier to fool like the young people are, right? That's why Florida will be that way, because, and it's the third most popular state after California and Texas, Florida. And more people come to Florida now than even Texas. It used to be Texas. A lot of people went to it from California. Now they're bypassing Nevada and Texas, coming straight to Florida. And guess what? Freedom lovers, they are the ones leaving these corrupt socialist states. Yes. So they're not bringing their own socialist value from those states. No, from California and New York. They're leaving that behind, the majority of them, when it comes to live free. Forced vaccinations, high taxes, high real estate. You know, the way they're trying to conquer America is bringing illegal aliens and eventually have them become citizens and vote, like they did in International Communist Republic of Mexicania. Over 12 years ago, America had more Hispanics than white. I mean, California had more Hispanics. How they destroyed California. Immigrants, give them free goodies, socialism, vote for the Socialist Party, the Democrat Party. That's how you do in America. So these freedom states, red states, you know, the people in these states that come here are for freedom. And by you coming here, you will also guarantee that Florida will even remain even and become more freedom state than it's been. Your vote counts. People like you make the difference. People like you come to Florida because we don't have giveaways for the homeless like they do in San Francisco and Los Angeles. See, here, you have to be responsible for yourself. Independence. And there's lots of opportunities. There's a shortage of labor here of all sorts because all those retirees need services and there's not enough working age people to provide them services they need. So my vote is for Florida. I have to look at all these states carefully. And after coming here, I'm still thinking this is the place to be. North of Tampa, Hernando County, Citrus County, okay, those areas around that, you'll find a great, wonderful neighborhoods, low cost of living, and freedom, no state income tax, and low taxes overall, and the most freedom with the great weather. You can afford to have a pool in your backyard, yes. You could actually have a pool in Florida, in California. That's for the rich people, right? So with that, folks, I'm going to suggest, again, you go to Freedom Law School's website, livefreedom.org. By the way, our website's going to be redone this weekend. It's going to be down for a little bit this weekend, okay? You will not see it. Sorry, we're doing a major, major update to our website. So if you go to our website this weekend, okay, it's not going to work sometime. It's okay. It's under construction. So come back, okay, in the early next week, Monday, and we'll have things working right for you again. All right. So with the conclusion of this, folks, is this. You can go abroad, be expatriate, leave the United States to be free, but no, within an average of 3 years, it's a numbers. Most of you will come back to the United States because you're going to miss your home country and the culture that you're used to. You can go to Walmart and supermarkets that you're familiar with. In America, You can be in Florida and Central Florida, the best part, and be free here. If you're in a hurricane zone, free zone. The hurricanes don't hit this area very much because it is unique geography. Okay? With that, folks, I give you my love, and I wish you freedom. Remember, don't let fear control you. Let your love of freedom be your guide. Continue on your search to freedom, and you will find it. If you're not being to our website, you should go, okay, and watch the video on our front page that no law requires 99% of Americans to file income tax. Watch this 9-minute video. It gives you more videos, and send it to others, okay? Now, you want a $70 million guarantee? It's there. You can check it out. And if you're interested in, you know, getting cash, I want to pay you each $4,500 cash for referring others to Freedom Law School to be free. Yes. And remember, get your free Freedom Education Package by signing up here on the right side to get started. Because before we get censored, you want to get on our email list, so we'll be in touch with you. Fill out the information here on the right side. Click on the gold button. Yes, I want free freedom education. And you will get by mail a free freedom education package. And all these freedom lessons and more will be sent to you on a regular basis to help you live free now. So I love you for taking the time out of your schedule to look for freedom. Continue your search, and you will be free, my friends. I guess I should do a summary video on this, huh, guys? Huh? Summary video? Yeah, I should do a summary video. Okay, all right. Yeah, I should do a summary video on this, guys. Okay, let's go do a summary video on this, and then I will get to your questions, guys. Just hang in there. You want to put the call number on the screen for people to know? If you have questions, folks, the call number, we're going to put it on the screen right now while I prepare for the short summary of this video I'll be doing. Okay? Okay. And... Okay. Yep. Yeah, let me get it ready, folks. This is what I got here. And I need you guys to give me the time, folks, okay? Okay. 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 Let's go to it.
And you go in three, two, one.
Must you leave the United States of America to be free? And if you do decide to stay in the USA to live free, which state is the best state for you to live in? I'm going to answer that question for you right now. I'm Peyman Motahede, the founder of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996 as its president. Let's go to the website of the CEOmagazine.com, and they do a great job on this article, November 28, 2019, called Living in the World's Lowest Income Tax Countries. They give you an analysis of a lot of these different states that you may want to consider, from United Arab Emirates, the Middle East, to Caribbean countries, to even African countries. Check out this article for comparisons, okay? Now, there's this other website, investmentforexpats.com, tax and cost of living as an expat. This one takes the cost of living also in consideration before telling you what places to go or consider, okay? Now, there's this article called Why Do Expats Go Home? Why do they move from one expat location to another? Why do they come back to the United States or England or Canada eventually? This was written in July 2nd, 2017, And the answer is that, look, the overwhelming reason for leaving, for these expats eventually go back home. The leaving back, go back home is a discomfort with the language, and particularly the culture in general. Yes, they typically go back in only about 3 years on the average they go back. Mm-hmm. And of course, bottom line is that they get homesick to a country you know and you are familiar with. You don't have to go out, folks. You can find freedom right here in America. Go to freedominthe50states.org and they give the rank of freedom in all 50 states. Overall freedom, okay? And taxes, like this is Florida, folks, number one, okay? This map shows New York is the worst. Florida's number one. Number three is Indiana. Two is New Hampshire. Check out this website. Gives you more detail about which state you want to live to be free. And Foundation from economicfee.org is a good website. Also, the article, America's Most Libertarian State. Check this out. This gives the same answer. Now, look, Florida's number one freedom state, followed by New Hampshire, Indiana, Colorado, Nevada, North Dakota, and others. How about corona hoax? States with the fewest corona hoax restrictions. Okay, this is April 2021. The darker ones are the best ones. Florida number two is, and number one is Iowa. So Florida is still number one, the best place to be. Okay, and this chart shows the same thing on their website. Okay, and also with the fight, also the censorship of the big media in Florida. And where you want to be, folks, is in Central Florida is the best place to be. Yes, not Miami, not the cesspool of Florida, but Central Florida between Ocala, Orlando, and Tampa. Ocala and around Orlando are hot. Tampa, you get a beach breeze. And north of that, where Freedom Law School is, Brooksville area, or around that is the best place to be, in my opinion. Folks, watch the more detailed video in the description below. I get to all this in more detail where you can live free right now. Low taxes and more freedom for you. Watch the more detailed video below for more details on this wonderful freedom answer you've been looking for.
Okay, 4 minutes.
Okay, let's go to your questions. Let's put the number on the screen. Call number. No questions. Okay. Not even a chat. Okay. Then let me remind all of you before I go, folks. If you haven't been to Red Pill Expo, then you missed it. You can get to it. Here it is. RedPillExpo.org. If you're tired of the lies, the blue pill, you want the red pill of truth, this is the place you should have come to. By Mount Rushmore, Rapid City, Iowa, South Dakota, I'm sorry. So you can get the live stream of the program. Click on register or to attend live stream. The red button on the center right, if you click on that, okay, that will give you the more information about live stream, all that. I haven't checked into it. It's well worth it. If you haven't done it, you get that education. And folks, thank you for taking the time to be free. Without you taking the stand to be free, other people would not have an example to follow. You are the leader. You are the one that will show these other people who are lost, looking for freedom, to live free, prosperous, truth-seeking, loving, happy, healthy lives. You are the source of that. So please consider liking us on our YouTube channel. Become a subscriber, fan of us on Facebook. Make sure you're on our email list. And share our videos and our pages with others. And give them and them and he and she and he the opportunity to find freedom, happiness, and prosperity like you found. So with that, folks, let me answer a couple of questions. Someone asked, was Ron Paul the red pill? No, Congressman Ron Paul has not been to any of them. He charges a lot of money, like $50,000 plus, to speak at an event. That's just too much. Can't afford that. And then any other question we got here? No other questions. Okay. All right, folks. Summertime is our full season. Tax season is done. We're going to get busy again in September because those who file for extension for filing 1040 income tax confession forms by October 15th, call us. Well, I file for an extension. Should I file or not? You know the answer. Even to our website at livefreedom.org. So right now is a good chance for you to ask questions from us. Call us. Put our Freedom Lost number on the screen. Because now things have slowed down. We have more time to talk to you and help you and guide you. Guide you through our website. Give you the answer that you want. So call our office at the number below. If you have any questions in any way we can help you, feel free. We are here for you. I give you my love and freedom, my friend. We got to have someone look at this English, the union unit. It's definitely not doing its job, is it? It's not very powerful.